Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree. But whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure that you like, make sure you subscribe. I just want to start this off by saying congratulations to Jalen Hurts. He deserved money. He got money. The boy got his money. Like, I love to see it, right? I love to see it. I love to see the times where guys who, let's be real about it, a lot of you out there wrote off. A lot of you are out there, were out there skeptical of. A lot of you didn't believe in. And I know a lot of you now are trying to, you know, come back around. You're trying to qualify why you didn't believe. It's okay to just say you got it wrong. It's okay to just say, hey, my bad. Hey, I didn't get it right. Hey, I was tripping. Hey, this was a bad eval for me. Like, it's okay to say that. It's okay to just admit when you get things wrong. Like, I don't understand why we don't do that. Like, it's okay to admit you're wrong. Dude, I say some things sometimes. Sometimes I'm wrong. The end, right? It's not that big a deal. So a lot of you out there who had those Jalen Hurts takes that said that he wasn't even an NFL quarterback, that he didn't have the arm strength, that he wasn't going to be able to do this, and blah, 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 blah. It's okay to eat your words. And don't do this. Don't on one end tell me how smart and how intelligent and how, well, if the coach and the GM and say how we have to believe them and trust their evaluation, don't do that. Then turn around and tell us that this Jalen Hurts extension is risky or it's a bad move or it's a... Don't do that, because when the shoe's on the other feet and guys aren't playing, you guys tell us, well, the coach and the GM knows more than you do. So now when the coach and the GM confirms what I have been saying since this man was in college, that he was going to be QB1, go back. I've got the receipts. Y'all go back and find old tweets of mine anytime you want to refute something that I've said. Anytime you want to try to like disrespect what I said, I talked about Malik Willis and how I thought Malik Willis would be a great quarterback in the NFL. I still believe it. Will he get the opportunity? Right now, it's looking like it might not happen because the Titans coaching staff, they don't believe in him. And you need a staff to believe in you in order to make things happen. Philadelphia believed in Jalen Hurts. And because they believed in Jalen Hurts had success. Led them to the Super Bowl and got beat by arguably the greatest quarterback of all time now. Like, we're going to have to start having that question with Patrick Mahomes soon. So there's no shame in that. He didn't lose a game for them. Go look at them stats. Go look at the points. The vaunted defense was the one that didn't show up. And so now he gets his five-year, $255 million extension that makes him the highest paid player in NFL history. I love it. I love it. Now get ready, because here is where the pendulum starts to swing the other way, right? Because it's been feel-good stories and, oh, you know, and people posting his leadership ability and all that now. But the money comes. And for quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts, when they get paid, they're expected to win championships. Some of his contemporaries that may not look like him, They just get told, oh, well, you got to keep adding weapons around them. Jalen Hurts will be held to the Patrick Mahomes standard. He won't be held to the Josh Allen standard. He'll be held to the Patrick Mahomes standard. He's got to win championships or his contract's no good. He's got to win championships or he wasn't worth the money. He won't get the Matthew Stafford treatment. You know that for most of Matthew Stafford's career, he had some of the best weapons in the NFL. Nobody tells you this because they all want you to believe that Matthew Stafford was with Detroit all by himself, just doing it all by himself. And that once they gave him some weapons over with LA, he all of a sudden like got it done. But the truth is, the defense really got it done. The defense was the one that was holding, you know, holding the Bengals at bay. But you'll see the pendulum swing. You'll see Jalen Hurts all of a sudden get criticized for things that other quarterbacks are not getting criticized for. Shout out to Nicole Lynn of Clutch Sports Group for negotiating this deal, a black woman in a powerful position, overseeing the biggest contract in NFL history. This is fantastic. It's fantastic for the culture. It's fantastic for women. It's fantastic for black women. But they'll try to get you. They'll talk about sinking all of this money into a quarterback. Oh, you can't sink all this money into the quarterback. And it's not for me to say whether I agree or disagree, because that's not the point. The point is that nobody talked about sinking all of that money into a quarterback when they sunk all that money into Carson Wentz. So there's no reason to do it now. They'll use the contract. They'll say, oh, well, do they call the game differently for him? Because they can't afford him to get hurt. Well, here's what we see, right? They keep making us believe that these quarterbacks are getting hurt by running, and yet none of the quarterbacks who run get hurt running. They get hurt in the pocket. Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, I'll be back to him in a second. Right? Justin Fields, any of them, Josh Allen. Well, Josh Allen's a bit of a crash test dummy, so sometimes he can get hurt running around because he just doesn't know how to protect himself. Same with Daniel Jones in the past, but those guys aren't Hurts. They're not Jackson, but they never use those as reasoning, right? They never use those as a way of saying, oh, well, these quarterbacks do X, Y, Z. And so that it's never a case with Allen. It's never a case with Jones. It's never a case with Joe Burrow. Quarterbacks are not getting hurt running. They're getting hurt in the pocket, yet the only place you ever hear them talk about the narrative of quarterbacks getting hurt is in the run game, and they don't get hurt running. They'll use that as an excuse. Why do y'all guys assume that these quarterbacks like and rely on design quarterback runs? I've long argued that Lamar Jackson would rush for 1,000 yards if you never caught the running play for him. If you never caught the running play for Lamar Jackson would still run for 1,000 yards or close to it. You know, you want to know why? Because Lamar Jackson and quarterbacks like him, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. The list goes on and on. Daniel Jones. They are most dangerous when you send four wide receivers out into a route and the play breaks down. Because when the play breaks down, if they're able to escape the initial pass rush, usually there are lanes for them to run for 10, 15, 20, and more. And when in the case of Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields and Lamar Jackson, because of their abilities as runners, they're going to be able to make more happen than your straight line runners and Daniel Jones and Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence. They're going to be able to make more happen even than Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes is really just running because you gave him no other choice. Like, they are weapons with the legs. And so as weapons with the legs, they know how to protect themselves. They're used to running. They've been running their entire life. You know what else they've been doing all the time, their entire life? Carving people up with the pass. The expectations shouldn't change for Hurts now because he got the money. He should be this same dude. You know why? Because this dude that he is right now can get a team to the Super Bowl and can put up enough points in the Super Bowl to win it. There's nothing for him to elevate to. But you know what else we're not going to do? You know one thing that we absolutely are not going to do? I don't want to see anybody in the culture doing it. And if you see people outside of the culture doing it, I want you to stop them immediately. What we're not going to do is we're not going to use the Jalen Hurts contract as a means to now compare Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson. We're not going to do that. We're not going to pin one against the other. Here's what I will tell you. Jalen Hurts, he deserved the money that he's getting as a guy who's led the team to a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson deserves the money that he's going to get as a former MVP and the most electrifying quarterback in football. Period. I'm not trying to compare them. I'm not trying to have this conversation where we have to diss Hurts or bring up Hurts' shortcomings in order to boost up Lamar Jackson, because that's what happens. That's what happens when we start doing these comparisons. We diss one to make the point about the other. We got to bring up all the flaws of one in order to bring up all the strengths of the other. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let you do it. The bottom line is Jalen Hurts got the money he deserved. Lamar Jackson should have already gotten the money. Let's not act like the Eagles at all times were all in on Jalen Hurts. We know you guys weren't. Never forget. I want y'all to listen to this. Never forget that Daniel Jones, in year number 5, got a contract for statistics that Jalen Hurts got a big contract for statistics that Jalen Hurts put up in his second full year of starting. In his second offense. That the numbers that Jalen Hurts put up, everybody said he had to come back and prove it. That this past year was a prove it year for him. The same numbers and the same success that Daniel Jones had that got him a 40 million plus a year, that same performance for Jalen Hurts, add another 3-4 touchdowns rushing, that same performance, people said that Jalen Hurts had to prove it. They didn't give him a long-term contract after last year's performance. Excuse me, not this past year, but his 2021 performance. His 2021 performance where he led a team to the playoffs and put up numbers that were better than Daniel Jones put up this year, leading a team to the playoffs. He was told he had to prove it. He was on a prove it deal. I mean, he was on a prove it basis. People mock quarterbacks to the Eagles after he led them to the Super Bowl. I mean, excuse me, after he led them to the first round of the playoffs. People mocked quarterbacks to the Eagles. And yet, an older version of Jalen Hurts, who's not as good, but happens to be tall, white, and good-looking, was able to garner a $40-plus million-a-year deal off of the statistics that people said Jalen Hurts had to prove it. And we want to talk about equality? It took Jalen Hurts taking a team to the Super Bowl and going practically undefeated, because the only time they lost was when he wasn't in the lineup. So going undefeated, it took him going undefeated and leading the team to the Super Bowl game in order for him to get his money. It took Daniel Jones getting above 500 and winning a playoff game against a severely flawed team. And again, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to beat up those teams. So no shade on him for it. But that performance, that year for him, got him that level of contract. These things are just not the same. And so we're not going to be out here comparing Lamar Jackson to Jalen Hurts. I don't want to hear a word about, oh, well, Jalen Hurts has a agent, and that's why the deal got done. No, the deal got done because the Eagles wanted to pay this man the richest contract in NFL history. The deal got done because $170-something million of the contract is guaranteed. $170-something million of a $250 million contract is guaranteed to a guy who was a second round pick, who people said wasn't that good, doesn't have an arm strength, leadership qualities out the wazoo, but probably does not have the arm strength and the quarterback talent to last long term. That's what you guys were telling us. What? I'm asking this question. How do we get to the point where we don't have to use Jalen Hurts getting his money as a reason to tell Lamar Jackson he needs to be more humble? He needs to show more humility. Oh, well, he's asking for too much. Look at what Jalen Hurts got. He could get Jalen Hurts' contract. I've even heard some of Baltimore's most staunchest fans, people who claim to rock for Lamar Jackson, act as if, oh, my God, he's lost so much money. If he would have had an agent, he would have signed that deal last year or after year three and then renegotiate it this year? How do y'all know that? How do you know that? I don't see Josh Allen renegotiating any deals right now. He got the similar deal to what they say Lamar Jackson got. We don't have to use Hurts and turn him into the enemy, because that's exactly what they want us to do. That's exactly how they want us to play this. They want us to all of a sudden have Lamar Jackson go to this, have Jalen Hurts go to this side. Oh, well, Jalen Hurts had an agent. He got the contract done. If Lamar Jackson had an agent, he got the contract done too. Why should it matter? Why should it matter? If the Baltimore Ravens love Lamar Jackson, and if the Baltimore Ravens want Lamar Jackson so bad, why would they just not go about the business of A, helping him through this negotiation, B, making sure that they did right by him, which is, if he wants a fully guaranteed deal, give him a fully guaranteed deal. If the argument is that quarterbacks always see the end of their deal anyway, then what's the problem? What's the problem? Carson Wentz, even after being traded now three times, got to see all his money. Baker Mayfield got to see his money. Sam Darnold getting to see his money. So if we know that these quarterbacks who sign these massive deals are going to see all of the money, why would you not make it fully guaranteed? Why? Because it doesn't allow you to manipulate the salary cap the same way. It doesn't allow you to hustle the salary cap. Well, be smarter about how, give him the most upfront money ever. Give him the most upfront money ever. I don't care. Give him $200 million guaranteed. And then space the next $50 million out over 5 years. I don't care what you do. He wants $50 million a year. He deserves $50 million a year. And it doesn't matter what Hurts signed for. It doesn't matter. I know one thing. If you guys thought that this Hurts deal was going to make this Lamar Jackson deal less, you've lost your mind. Once again, yesterday's price is not today's price. So if I'm Lamar Jackson, yo, go ahead, wrap that Jalen Hurts thing you did up and just make it fully guaranteed and we out of here. Shout out to Jalen Hurts. My guy, you deserved it. We've been riding for you. We'll continue to ride for you. I know that I wanted you to win, but I said it was a win-win for me in the Super Bowl. Because either you were going to win it or Patrick Mahomes was going to win it, and that's okay with me. Shout out to Nicole Lynn again for negotiating the deal. Strong, powerful black woman at the forefront. She's not done. She's been making deals all over. Watch the clients just start flocking to her. That's a power move. That's a power move. She wasn't dealing with first overall picks. That's a power move. And Lamar, keep your head up out there. Your time's gonna come, my guy. And if it doesn't come this year, go ball out. Or don't ball out and wait until the end when you have to come in so that you get counted for your year, then come in. If they put you in, ball out. But we're not going to use one against the other. We're going to celebrate both equally, because that's what you need to do in a culture in order to uplift everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree. But whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you join me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Till next time, peace.